This is Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This year, Lake Powell will get a big boost from all the melting snow, and the nation's second largest reservoir on the Colorado River really needed the water because it was really at a record low earlier this year. Before the spring rise, KUNC's Alex Hager met up with a crew of adventurers to document the historic moment.
When it comes to Lake Powell lately, it's like the old saying goes, the only constant is change.
I call this the moon zone because it's kind of like going to the moon every time.
Jack Stouse with the Glen Canyon Institute invited me and some other water nerds to come see Lake Powell at the lowest it's been since 1968. He's leading a meandering hike through a narrow canyon with towering red rock walls.
And we're just kind of exploring, rambling around through boulder fields where there used to be a reservoir. And it's pretty beautiful. There's birds and bugs and little water critters.
A lot of times, Lake Powell is in the headlines because of what's going away. In the 1960s, engineers flooded Glen Canyon to store water from the Colorado River. Now, less than a quarter full, it's a harrowing visual reminder that we built a system for watering the West, and that system is struggling. But at the same time, when the water draws back, people like Stouse are celebrating what gets revealed.
There are ecosystems that thrive in these side canyons, even when they've been dewatered for just like 4 years. You start to see stuff come back on a really unprecedented scale.
These ecosystems and the stunning canyons that cradle them have been coming back for a few years now. But other sections where the reservoir has shrunk dramatically in just a few months are showing change in real time.
Every time you come down here, it's sort of a different game of steering the boat through stuff. Kind of exciting, actually. Like a little puzzle.
Stouse is piloting us around the blackened tips of cottonwood trees just poking out from underwater. Len Nessifer, founder of the advocacy group Natives Outdoors and a member of the Navajo Nation, is another member of our expedition. He's looking at the messy, muddy delta of the Escalante River, which flows into the reservoir.
You know, it's constantly changing. I think that's the, you know, in a few weeks you'll be able to motor around and go up to, you know, Willow Canyon and all that. But right now it's, yeah, in this like sort of crazy zone of transition.
As we start to turn the boat away from shallow ground, Nessifer says it's a great reminder. As much as humans try to control the world around them, even on a huge scale, nature bats last.
Bottom of the ninth and, you know, end of a baseball game, nature's at bat and basically has the final say. What happens?
Later, a short hike through a muddy creek bed takes us through a few patches of quicksand before we ultimately arrive at Cathedral in the Desert. Teal Leto is on the trek, too. She makes short videos on TikTok about the Colorado River under the name Western Water Girl.
Honestly, I'm kind of speechless, which is really funny for me because I always have something to say. But it is gorgeous. It's amazing to me to imagine that this was all underwater and it will be underwater again soon.
We're staring up at Cathedral's cavernous, rounded walls. It's a breathtaking pocket of space in the rock, where the sounds of a trickling waterfall echo through the canyon.
Kind of wish there was a choir here, because I think it would be really beautiful. Does anybody know how to sing?
This waterfall used to look a lot different. Again, Jack Stouse.
People used to just boat right up, like, you know, 100 feet above the waterfall.
Stouse and other environmentalists say Lake Powell, which he just calls the reservoir, should be drained. Water should be stored elsewhere, and the full majesty of Glen Canyon should be allowed to return.
I don't think we should just think that the drawdown of these reservoirs is over. I think we should use the moment to rethink completely how we store, use, and conserve water across the West, and I think Glen Canyon should be at the heart of that conversation.
Glen Canyon and those who fight for its future will have to wait a little longer. Scientists are predicting a huge springtime boost for the reservoir, bringing water back to its side canyons and more uncertainty about what will happen next. I'm Alex Hager in Bullfrog, Utah.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.